This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. A little more than one-third of McDonough County residents are fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Dr. Red Card says that should be a concern for everyone. Card is the chief medical officer at McDonough District Hospital. He says the vaccine can prevent someone from getting a serious case of the virus or getting infected at all. And Card says there's more to it than that.
It's really about limiting replication of the virus, that we need to prevent it from being spread from person to person, because every time that happens, it's an opportunity for the virus to mutate. And as the virus mutates and evolves, it may become more and more aggressive. So this really isn't just about whether or not I get sick or you get sick. It's really about protecting us all from this virus's ability to mutate.
What would you say to encourage someone who is not vaccinated to get vaccinated?
First of all of the concerns about the safety of the vaccine, I think, are greatly overblown. I was asked a question about whether or not it would make someone magnetic. I mean, if things like that are out there, really we need to stop and critically think about whether or not that is a reason to not get a vaccine. It doesn't affect your DNA. The RNA viruses are incapable of going backwards into the genome. So that is not an issue. It has been shown time and time and time again that they do not interfere with reproduction. They do not decrease female fertility. All of these things have been looked at and have been shown not to be true.
So right now, this is the vaccines are being used under, I guess, emergency use authorization, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Would you say FDA approval would give people no excuses at that point to not get vaccinated?
I would think so, but people can be remarkably capable of coming up with excuses to not do things they don't want to do. We just really need to not let this be a political thing and to look at the public health side of it, and all of us sort of step up and take care of ourselves and our neighbors.
I'm curious, just quickly, do you know anyone personally who's had COVID, and how did and how bad of a case did they end up with?
Yes, I do know people who've had COVID. I have had multiple exposures prior to being vaccinated and continue to see people with it on an ongoing basis. So it's real and it's here. Additionally, the hospital recently on our Facebook page posted videos which specifically look at the concerns that people have about the vaccine and tries to debunk some of those myths. From various specialties who know their part of the story better than I do.
Dr. Red Card is chief medical officer of McDonough District Hospital. He says almost every person who dies now from COVID-19 was unvaccinated. McDonough County is not alone in having a fairly low vaccination rate. Every county in the West Central Illinois region has less than half its population fully vaccinated against COVID-19. Knox has the highest rate with more than 44%. Henderson has the lowest with 21%. Henderson is the only county in the region with a vaccination rate below 30%. This is Tri-State's Public Radio News.